Gold Belt Mount Roberts Tramway is proud to sponsor the airing of the Juneau Lions Club's 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. Head over to the tram to buy a $20 gift card, and you're eligible to get the Gold Belt Mount Roberts Tramway annual season passes at the early bird rate and the best price of the year. You can also purchase them online at RavenEagleGifts.com or call 463-3412 for more information. They're also hiring for the summer season. Visit their website for more info. The Gold Belt Mount Roberts Tramway, because it's happening at the top.
All right, thank you, Mike. And the pregame clock is frozen 7 seconds till tip-off as we wait for Mike Glasby to climb up the ladder up here into the broadcast booth as we get ready for a little bit of action between, as I'm sorting out my sheets here, looks like this is going to be Yakutat and Metlakatla C-bracket action. They are now stepping out to the floor for the tip-off. Your Metlakatla player is going to be Willie Hayward, Anthony Gogert, Nick Buchanan, Archie Dundas, Chevy Cook, Gabe Duckworth, Richard Hayward. I don't think Frank Guthrie is going to be here. Dave Johnson and Chris Mowers. And then Yakutat, you got Jimmy Jensen, Ralph Wolf, Jerry Ridlington, Jonas Jensen, Appa Porter, Shane Brown, Greg Enderlin, Martin Sensmeyer. Those are your rosters, as I have them. And Mike is back with us. How's it going? How was the climb, Mike?
That was not bad at all. I didn't even have to hurry. Well, we're ready for some basketball. You want to take off the first half, you get your choice, and I'll take a breather.
Sure. Why
now,
not?
Now, you saw Yakutat play last night, right?
And Metlakatla,
both of them. Good. Well, there's some names that are familiar, so this will be a good practice for you, seeing a team that you got to see before.
Exactly, yeah. Refresher course for me here, as I'm hoping to spit out more names than numbers tonight. Still awaiting the tip-off out here.
So it'll be, let's see, who's in white?
That Yakutat. Is Yakutat.
Okay, there we go. And in the black is going to be Metlakatla, and Ryan, it's all yours.
All right, Metlakatla wins the tip-off, and it's number 23, passing off to number 20, who's driving the right side. That's Willie Hayward, I remember now. Gets it over to number 34, Nick Buchanan in the post. Can't get the layup to go in, and off of that rebound, it goes out of bounds off Metlakatla. Yakutat now inbounding the ball, bringing it back up. That's Jerry Riddington for Yakutat, now bringing it across the timeline. Passing off to Martin Sensmeyer on the left, and he will survey the situation. Not too hasty. Don't want to make any hasty mistakes early on in this game. He drives right to the free throw line and puts up a jump shot. That one goes in.
Ralph Wolf with his first three.
Yeah.
Or did it? Yeah. Oh, it was a two? I thought it was in.
So that's 2 points on the board, Yakutat. Now Metlakatla the other way. That was number 23. Chris Mowers driving the lane, but he picked up a foul. Shot didn't go. And I think he will go to the line here. And that foul called on Ralph Wolf, his first foul of the game for Yakutat, and the first foul of the game overall.
So Ralph gets the first foul, he gets the first bucket.
Yeah, I guess so. First shot up for Mowers, it's no good. He will ready to take his second, try to get Metlakatla on the board here. Second shot up, also bounces off the back of the rim, won't go, but Metlakatla able to get their own rebound. And passing off to Willie Hayward now, who is going to pump fake, pass off to Buchanan on the right side. Just at the arc. It does not go, the three-point shot. Metlakatla able to rebound once again, though. And it was a pass to Buchanan again. He tried to drive, but he ended up putting a pass off of Yakutat. Out of bounds. Metlakatla's ball. They will inbound now under the bucket. It's to Buchanan. Buchanan over to Willie Hayward at the top of the perimeter. He's doing some pump fakes. Gets his man to jump. Can't get a look he likes, but he does get the ball into Buchanan under the basket. He gets an easy 2 points. So now it's a tie ball game, 2-2, with Yakutat coming back the other way. Just over a minute having transpired in this game. Yakutat now. That's number 24. Martin Sensmeyer on the right side. Gets it inside to Jimmy Jensen, and he gets a 2 points right down low. Now 4-2, Yakutat with Metlakatla bringing the ball back. Willie Hayward on the left side of the arc. He just wastes no time putting up a three-pointer. Casual as you please, and that one goes. 3 points for Willie Hayward now. And it's 5-4, Metlakatla with Yakutat coming back the other way. Bit of back and forth. Number 24, Martin Sensmeyer puts up a three-pointer just as easily and just as quickly, but that one does not go. Metlakatla with the rebound. They're coming back now. And the pass is off to Chris Mowers. It goes back to Anthony Gogert. Anthony Gogert goes to number 13, Chevy Cook. Back to Willie Hayward at the top of the key. And he's going to drive to the left. Passes out. And another pass ends up with Gogert. He's going to pass back to Chris Mowers. Chris Mowers on the left side of the perimeter gets it into Willie Hayward, who was cutting across the baseline. He's now on the left side back to Mowers on the right and over to number 13, Chevy Cook, and back to Mowers again. He's going to drive around the right side. Finally does get a look at the layup and a nice little move, and the layup goes. 2 points from Mowers, and that should, yeah, that'll put up Metlakatla 7-4 as Yakutat bringing the ball back across now. And it's off of Porter with the ball on the left side. He's going to drive a little bit, kick it back out to number 3, Riddington. Riddington goes inside to Jimmy Jensen. Jimmy Jensen gets another 2 points. He's now got 4 points for the game. It's 7-6. Metlakatla in the lead, and they're bringing the ball across. Just under 3 minutes transpired. A kick out to Buchanan on the right side of the arc. He puts up a long three that doesn't go. And, a man hit the floor hard. Chris Mowers hit the floor hard going for the rebound. But Yakutat has it. They'll bring it back into Jimmy Jensen in the post, and he's going to drive around his guy, Buchanan. And a nice little move, nice look. Layup didn't go, though, but I think he might have gotten fouled on the shot. We will wait for the ref to confirm that. Yes, and it looks like it's going to be against Chris Mowers. Waiting for the board to confirm that now. But that will be his first of the game. Yep, there it was.
At the line is Martin Sensmeyer.
That's Jensen.
Or was that?
Yeah, that was Jimmy Jensen.
Oh, you're right. Sorry.
Did he miss both of those?
Yes, he did.
All right. That's two missed free throws for Jensen. Metlakatla now bringing the ball back across. And it's number 13. That Chevy Cook gets inside. A nice little floater from the middle, but it doesn't go. Yakutat with the rebound. They'll take it back. Game is all tied up at 7-7. Oh, so Jensen must have made.
Yeah, he did. They just didn't put him on the board.
He went one for two. My mistake. Tie ball game, 7-7.
That was my mistake. I always look at the board and count that, and he's very slow getting them up there.
Sometimes, yeah. Jerry Riddington was trying to drive to the left. He got tripped up. I think they called a foul.
You know, people out there listening, they're going, well, why don't you watch the shot instead of looking at the board? Well, I happen to look away and catch it in my stats.
There's a lot of looking down in your stats. You want to be able to tell people how many points people have scored so far in the game. And unfortunately, sometimes the pace is so fast, you look down and you miss something. All right, Yakutat with the ball inbounded. They get it over to Ralph Wolf in the left-hand side of the arc, and he puts up a three-pointer that won't go. Metlakatla with the rebound coming back across now. And it's Willie Hayward doing some nice dribble work on the left side, but he kicks it out to Cook on the right, who puts up an air ball. Unfortunately, for the three-pointers.
You know, I've always thought if we got the big bucks, it'd be really nice if we could have a stat man up here.
It would be, and then
we could just watch the game
yeah,
and tell everybody what's going on. But
my dream is I want just a tablet that live updates with the stats, so, yeah, that would
you know
be
what?
Great.
I know there's some of those tablets out there. Is that what you said?
Yeah, yeah.
And I just don't know if... there's a shot. That was up, and Anthony Goldrick gets two.
Yep, Metlakatla with a fast break rebound off of a rebound. And yeah, it was Gogert on the other end with the layup to get 2 points. Now 9-7. Metlakatla in the lead. Yakutat with the ball now. And it is Martin Sensmeyer dribbling around the left side. Kicks it out to number 3, Riddington, in the left hand corner. And he's going to kick it back out to Porter at the top. Porter going to dribble, think about driving, but he kicks it out to Sensmeyer. Sensmeyer, in a little bit of double-team trouble, he kicks it back to Porter at the top again. And Porter passes out to number 33, Ralph Wolf, out to number 3. That's Riddington. And there's a whistle. And Chris Mowers put his hand up, taking credit for the foul, so I think they're going to call this on him. Yes, they do. His second foul of the game. And Yakutat's going to inbound the ball under their basket. It's Jensen tossing it in. And he will toss it into Porter, who's way back at the half-court line. And they'll bring it up. Porter passes inside to Jensen in the post. Jensen gets another 2 points. He's now got 7 off of 2 two-pointers and a free throw. He's 1-for-2 at the line. Now, game all tied up 9-9. 15 minutes, a little over 15 minutes left in the half. And it's Willie Hayward coming up the other way. He's going to dribble around his man, get all the way inside to the right side. That was that dribble move. I almost don't even know if it was intentional or not, but he got a hold of it, and nice recovery there. Ball gets kicked out eventually. It's Willie Hayward at the top of the perimeter.
Oh, man.
On a long three-pointer. He just kind of kicks it up, and it goes. 3 points for Hayward. That's his second of the game.
If he's on tonight, you could look for 40 points out of him.
Yeah, possibly. And it's 12-9 now. Metlakatla in the lead. Yakutat bringing the ball back across. Sensmeyer with the ball. He's at the top of the perimeter. Trying to get a screen off of Jensen, it looks like, but they're not able to quite get that to work, so he kicks it out to Porter to the left. Porter drives inside a little bit, gets a mid-range jumper, and it does go.
Nice one off the glass, and Apple gets his first two.
Yeah.
12-11, our third lead change.
Yep, Metlakatla with the ball now. It's, ooh, number three was inside Goger, but he got tripped up, hits the floor. Yak Attack comes away with the ball. They're coming back the other way. It's all the way down.
He missed the bunny. He had a nice pass.
Yeah, nice slight pass in the basket. Didn't go. Metlakatla now coming back. And Metlakatla. Willie Hayward with the ball goes to the left side. Loses the ball. It flies off to the left, and Yak Attack recovers it. Porter's going to bring it back up the right side now, waiting for some men to catch up.
Nice steal.
Yeah, it was. And he passes off to Jensen. Jensen also loses the ball. That was number 34. That was Buchanan coming up from behind to kind of knock the ball out. Good move there. A lot of stealing going on here. Willie Hayward was bringing the ball back the other way, and he loses the ball. But there was a whistle on the play, and it looks like, yeah, that was a foul on that steal attempt.
Well, here you go. Another jersey with no number on it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Duckworth again.
Remember last night
he had the blue... The blue jersey on and a headband.
Yep, fouls on the 10th player. That's his first. Speaking of Duckworth, he just steps over to the left side to catch the inbound pass. Misses the three, but number 23, Chris Mowers, catches the rebound, gets a layup to go. 2 points for Mowers. He's got four so far. 14-11 now, Metlakatla in the lead. Yak Attack coming back the other way. Jerry Riddington with the ball, trying to set up the play for his team. He's going to drive to the right. Finds some double team. Ooh, has a hard time holding on to the ball. It goes out of bounds. They're going to say it's on Yak Attack. Metlakatla gets the ball back.
14-11, a three-point lead.
With about 13 and a half minutes left in the half, we'll await this inbound here. And here we go. Willie Hayward strolling casually, bringing the ball across the half court. Passes off to Gogert on the left. Gogert back to number 22. Archie Dundas into Duckworth in the post, but he gets the ball knocked away by Porter. They lose the ball. Yak Attack now coming up the floor. It's Sensmeyer on the left side, puts up a three-pointer, and it does not go. Rattles off the rim. Duckworth with the rebound, though, and he hands it off to Willie Hayward. They're coming back now on the left side. Metlakatla, he's going to drive all the way in the middle, puts up a floater with a hand all over the ball, and somehow the shot was closer than it looked, but it didn't go. Now Yak Attack with the rebound coming back the other way. They dish it to Porter all the way out under the
post.
Some nice moves with two guys around, and he gets the layup to go.
Alpha Porter has four now, and it's a one-point ball game. Metlakatla with the lead.
Yeah, 14-13 now, 12 and a half minutes left in the half. And Gogert bringing the ball across for Metlakatla. Over to Dundas on the right side. He will do some moves, a little spin move. Doesn't get the layup to go, though. It looked nice, though.
Metlakatla's had some opportunities for some inside shots, but defense from Yak Attack is holding them off. And Yak Attack's kind of controlling the defensive boards. They're going to try a three on the left side by Riddington. That one won't work.
Yep, Metlakatla with the rebound now. And once again, Willie Hayward with the ball. Taking his time, except not, because he launches it all of a sudden down to Duckworth, who has some space in the post. He gets a layup to go. 2 points for Duckworth.
His first two as he receives a three-quarter court pass, takes one step, gets himself cleared, and lays it off.
Yep, and it's 16-13 now. Three-point lead for Metlakatla. Yak Attack with the ball. Riddington on the left side handling it. And he's going to try a sneaky bounce pass to number 24, Martin Sensmeyer, but it rolls out of bounds. And they're trying to decide who it was off of, it looks like. The rest having a discussion here. Willie Hayward didn't want to give up the ball. He thought he should be inbounding the ball, but they do give it to Yak Attack. It's going to be Sensmeyer inbounding the ball.
Manuel Fernandez, Suzanne DePoe, and Joe Thompson are three officials tonight. For any of you that have been around gold medal for a while, you'll recognize those names, especially Thompson.
Yep. Inbound into Jensen. Jensen throws it over to Ralph Wolf on the right, but there's a whistle. I think she called that on Hayward, Willie Hayward. If so, yeah, that'll be his first of the game. Oh, no, sorry. I'm still waiting on the board to confirm that. I think it was Hayward.
Well, I'm not sure who it was on. Going to be Yak Attack's ball in.
Yeah, 24 was the last guy that.
That's going to be on. That's going to be on Nick Buchanan. Nope, now they changed
it. Okay. And the inbound pass to Porter, who misses a layup, and Metlakatla will recover that. And yeah, that foul was.
It was on Hayward.
Yep, his first of the game. Metlakatla with the ball back. Tries a long three. It doesn't go, and Yak Attack has the ball. They're bringing it back across now. Still 16-13. Three-point lead for Metlakatla. And it's number 24, Sensmeyer, jacking up a long two. It rattles around. Won't go, though, and Metlakatla has a lot of bodies under the ball, so they'll haul in the rebound with ease. And it's Willie Hayward coming across on the left side almost losing the ball, turning around, putting up a three-pointer. Doesn't go. Dundas with the rebound. He steps back into the left corner, puts up another three. That one also misses. Dundas again, though, gets into the interior, but the pass was obstructed, so Yak Attack comes away with it. Porter now down on the other end trying to execute the fast break, but they get stymied, and it is Jensen, though, they find in the low post on a turnaround jumper. He gets fouled by Duckworth, look like. Yep, that'll be Duckworth's first foul, and it should send Jensen to the line for his second trip. He's 1-for-2 so far in the evening.
Nearing the halfway mark of this first half of play.
Yep. First shot's up. It bounces off the front of the rim. That one is no good. 10:48 left in this half. And again, Metlakatla still up by 3 points. It's 15-13. Second shot goes up, and that one will go. Jensen maintains his 50-50 percentage from the line. He's 2-for-4 so far. Now it's 16-14. Metlakatla with a 2-point lead, and they have the ball. And it's going to be Gogert. On the left side, he will hand it off to Dundas. Dundas is going to drive almost like a... Oh,
whoa.
And it does go. It rattles around the rim as I was pausing, waiting to see that one go, and it does decide to go in, so that's going to be 2 points for Dundas.
That's his first two.
Yeah, his first two, and I think he got fouled as well.
Yep, he gets the plus one, and it's an 18-14 four-point lead now by Metlakatla.
Yep. So
I asked Andrew in the game beforehand. He didn't really want to commit himself because they're going to end up playing, I think, the winner of this one. I said, who would you rather play, Metlakatla or Yak Attack? He said, they're both tough teams, and they said, I'll just take whichever one wins. So Dundas makes that a three-point play.
Yep.
19-14. Is that our biggest lead of the game, 5 points?
I think
points.
It is, yeah, 19-14. 5-point lead for Metlakatla now. And it Stensmeyer on the right side, dribbles around, loses his man, puts up a short mid-range shot from the baseline, and it goes. 2 points for Stensmeyer. That's his first two of the game, it looks like. And it is going to reduce the lead to only three is now number 23. Chris Mowers on the doing some work in the post. He misses his first shot, gets the rebound, gets the second one to go in. Another 2.6 total for Mowers. And now it's back to 21-16, 5-point lead for Metlakatla. And it is, Riddington puts up a three-pointer as soon as he gets to his spot. It doesn't go. And somebody got whistled on.
Dundas.
Okay.
He's grinning as he knocked Jimmy Jensen right out of bounds. And that's first foul on Dundas. They grin at each other and little fiver, and Dundas will go to the free throw line.
Jensen,
sorry, yep.
And misses his first. He is now 2-for-5 with a chance to go 3-for-6 if this one goes. And it does not, bounces off the rim. Oh, two missed free throws for Jensen. Ball goes out of bounds.
Dave Johnson in now for Metlakatla.
And Yakutat with the ball. They will inbound it from the right side. Goes over to Stensmeyer. He's going to dribble around on the front side. Cut off to the left. Got a heavy screen from number 40. That was Greg Inderlund. I thought it looked like a good screen, but they called it a foul. He must not have had a feet set.
We got a big old charge out of that one.
And Chris Mowers getting up off the floor. He hit a wall on that screen. But everyone's okay. They will give Metlakatla the ball. They're coming back now. 5 points in the lead with 9:45 left in the half. It's 21-16. Metlakatla up. Here comes Dundas at the top of the perimeter. He's going to cut to the right. Loses control of what's going on, and I think he got fouled.
Yep.
Yep, they will call that on
Ralph Wolf.
Ralph Wolf.
He had three last night early on, too. Now he's got three already in this game. So it'll be Metlakatla's ball in.
Yep, Duckworth inbounds to Dundas. Dundas going to drive in lane. He's a quick one. And they kick it out to number 4 on the left side of the arc. That one does not go.
Dave Johnson tried a three from the left side.
That's what that was. Number 4, Dave Johnson, rather.
Comes Porter back in, and going to sit down will be Greg Inderlund.
Yeah, Kitat inbounding the ball on their side of the floor, or the far side of the floor. And it is going to be Riddington taking the ball up across the half-court line, passes off to Stensmeyer on the left. He gets a screen. He's going to continue driving to the left, but he has a hard time holding on. The ball has to stop. Gets it inside to Jensen, though, in the post. Jensen moves around a couple guys, puts up the shot, won't go. Good defense on that one. And Metlakatla hurls the ball down to Willie Hayward on the fast break. Gets to the layup, but it doesn't go. And now Yakutat tried to bring the ball back, and it was Johnson coming in trying to make the steal, but the ball goes out of bounds off of him. So it's still Yakutat's ball. They will inbound it here. 9:03 left in the first half. It's 21-16. Metlakatla up 5 points. Here comes Jerry Riddington. Across the line. He's on the right side. Thinking about driving. He doesn't. He'll kick it over to Sensmeyer. Sensmeyer will come around that right side. Gets the look he wants from mid-range. Two-pointer does not go. And it's Metlakatla with the rebound. Passing all the way down to Dundas. He's got... and he made a nice little spin move trying to get the layup to go. But Sensmeyer said no and knocked that ball out.
Good block. Very nice move.
But it is out of bounds on him, so Metlakatla gets the ball. They inbound it right to Hayward under the basket. He gets a nice two-pointer.
He got a nice layup right over the top of Porter.
Yep.
And well, that's his first two. He's got a pair of threes. Gives him 8 points.
Total, yeah. 23-16, Metlakatla with a seven-point lead. 8:27 left in the half. And we've got Riddington. Passing off to Sensmeyer. Sensmeyer on the left side will get a screen from Jensen. Go to the left, pass it back to Jensen at the top, back to Sensmeyer. And he's going to charge again to the left along the baseline. Layup does not go in. And it's out of bounds, and they're going to give it to Metlakatla here. Sensmeyer looks like he's going to do a one-man press defense. And they inbound it right over his head to Dundas. Dundas walks up the court here. He gets to the perimeter. He takes a shot slightly from the left side, and it goes in. 3 points for Dundas. That's his first three of the game. He's got six so far on a three, a two, and a free throw.
And we've got Gogert back in now, and going to sit down is Mowers. We got a timeout on the floor. We'll take a break in the action. 8:01 to go in the first half. 26-16, a big 10-point lead by Metlakatla over Yakutat in C competition. We'll be back with more gold medal on KINY.
Hi, this is Jody Mitchell, Vice Chair of Sea Alaska Corporation. On behalf of Sea Alaska, welcome to coverage of the gold medal basketball tournament. The spirit of competition, the pride in giving it your all, these are the values we pass on to the next generation. Please join Sea Alaska in supporting gold medal. Together, we hold each other up.
All right, we're back. Yakutat bringing the ball up the floor. 8 minutes left in the first half. They're down by 10 points to Metlakatla. It's 26-16. Into Jensen in the post. I've been saying that a lot. And he gets blocked from behind. Ball's out of bounds. Yakutat's going to keep the ball, though. Jensen will step in to inbound it. And they get it to Sensmeyer on the left side. Sizing up. He goes off to the left, passes out to number three, Riddington, who's at the top of the perimeter. He'll put up a three-pointer. That one bounces off the front of the rim. Jensen gets the rebound, and he tried to pass
there.
It to one of his men in the post, and, they didn't get where he thought they were going to get. Ball goes out of bounds. It's Metlakatla's ball. And Metlakatla will come up the floor with a 10-point lead. It's 26-16, 7:30 left in the first half. Dundas putting up a three-pointer from the left side. That one won't go, and there's a bit of bobbling around as people contest for the rebound. It will go to Yakutat, though. And Riddington bringing the ball up the floor. Over to Porter on the right side. Porter going to get a screen. Not take it, but he will drive to the left, even though he got a screen to the right. And somebody got a hand on him, but I think they called it a travel.
Everybody called it travel is what I'm thinking. Yes, they did. Yeah, he had a lot of traffic to go in through there, and he just got off balance trying to shoot a layup, and he was going to get blocked.
Yep, Metlakatla now with Dundas, and he's going to dribble around, see if he can get any space. He's got space on the right side, doesn't take it, though. He'll give it to
Will. He's going to shoot a three. Really? I knew he was coming. I knew that was coming.
That was a really
good. The minute he got it, I could see the look on his face.
And another 3 points for Hayward. He's got, 11 now in the game, and that's going to give Metlakatla a 13-point lead. It's 29-16, 6:50 left in the first half, and almost a steal for Metlakatla as Riddington able to hold on to it. Give it to Jensen on the right side, puts up a three. It misses, and Metlakatla with the rebound, though.
Willie clears it off.
Yep, Willie clears it off. Dylan with a little bit of defense, some guys giving him trouble as he tries to get across the half-court line. He'll get fouled. And they'll just inbound the ball from half court. Foul is on number 24 for Yakutat. That is Martin Sensmeyer, his second of the game.
Yep.
And here comes Hayward now. Cross the floor. And Sensmeyer is giving him a little bit of defensive business here as Hayward tries to get him around him on the right side. He puts up a shot right over him. I think he was trying to get the foul, when he jumps into the defender a little bit, but didn't get the foul. Shot doesn't go. And now it's Yakutat. Apple Porter bringing the ball up across the half-court line.
I'm going to keep an eye on Sensmeyer. He came limping down the floor on the far side.
Yeah, I saw that. Porter passes off to Sensmeyer, speaking of, and he doesn't look like his ankle's giving him any trouble there.
Nope, he's got an elbow on the chin, and that's going to be Gogurt.
Yep. Or Duckworth?
Well, might be. I know Gogurt got him. But they are going to give it to Duckworth, so they both were there.
Yep, Sensmeyer stepping up to the line to take his first free throw of the game. It's up. It's off the back of the rim. Doesn't go. With 6:03 left in the first half, it's 29-16. Metlakatla in the lead by 13 points over Yakutat.
Duckworth comes out, coming back in is Nick Buchanan.
Yep. Sensmeyer getting ready to take his second free throw shot of the game. In the air and in. Swish. Martin Sensmeyer 1-for-2 so far in the game. And here comes Metlakatla. They'll hurl a nice lob pass to number 23, who gets it over to Buchanan in the post. He misses an easy layup. Well, not easy, but he misses a layup. Out to Dundas on the right side of the perimeter, and he gets a three-pointer to go.
Pair of threes for him now.
Yeah, he made one a few minutes ago. So now it's 32-17. That's a 15-point lead for Metlakatla. Here comes Yakutat. And it's Sensmeyer on the right side. Almost loses the ball as he's trying to drive, but he'll try to get it to Jensen. Ball is rolling around all over the place. It ends up in Sensmeyer's hands on the right corner. Puts up a three-pointer, misses, and this floor is looking slippery right now.
That's so, a little hook shot by Porter. Oh, that was after the rebound.
Yeah, Sensmeyer hit the floor, and it looks like they're going to send him to the line. Jensen. They're going to send to the line.
So that'll be a foul on the first one on Nick Buchanan. It just came back in. He and Duckworth been switching in now.
Yep. And Jensen, he is 2-for-6 so far tonight. He puts up his 7th free throw shot. That one will not go. And it is Metlakatla with the rebound. Here they come. Dundas on the left side, putting up a three. He's feeling it right now. And there goes another three-pointer for Dundas. That makes it 9-10 and 12 points for him. 35-17, that's an 18-point lead with 5 minutes left in the first half. 18-point lead for Metlakatla. Here comes Yakutat. Ball is bounced into Porter in the post. He gets a nice shot. 2 points for Porter.
Nice little reverse layup underneath.
Yep,
Met was having Willie Hayward shoot threes.
He just takes it right there. Doesn't go. Rebound, though. Number 3, Gogurt, in the post, is able to get a two-pointer to go.
Anyway, I was going to say they blocked a couple from Willie, and then Dundas picked up the slack.
Yeah. And it's now 37-19, still an 18-point lead for Metlakatla. 4:35 left in the half. Sensmeyer at the top of the perimeter, now on the right side. Sizing up the floor. He's going to take off to the right. Try to look like he wants to put up a three, but he puts it to Jensen in the post. Jensen, the number 33, back to 40, back to Porter now in the post. And he's got gets around his guy, puts up a layup, but it misses. Metlakatla with the rebound. They're going to come back. 4:13 left in the first half. Metlakatla with the 18-point lead still. Here comes number 23, Chris Mowers, driving. He kicks it out to number 03, Gogurt. You might have heard that was an air ball, unfortunately, from the three-pointer. I'm having flashbacks to Thunder Mountain High School.
Yeah, there you go.
They'll let you hear about it when you miss an air ball in that stadium. All right, it's Yakutat with the ball now, bringing it back up. Bouncing to the right, it's Sensmeyer. He's got a little bit of trouble. Dundas all over him. He picked up his dribble, but he's able to get Porter for the easy pass. Porter now going to go back to Sensmeyer, way out at the top. And he's sizing up the floor, letting guys kind of rearrange themselves. Jensen's going to come up, give him a screen. Sensmeyer, they switch nicely. Buchanan switches right into him, but it looks like he fouled Sensmeyer as he was going to drive to the right. Yep. And they will call that one on Buchanan. His second foul of the game. Sensmeyer goes to the line for his second trip of the game. He's 1-for-2.
Foul number 2 on Buchanan.
Yep. Sensmeyer rolling the ball around. He puts it up. Off the front of the rim, no good. And it's Metlakatla with the rebound. And it is Willie Hayward charging right on up. He gets it over to Chris Mowers. Tried to get it back to Hayward, but it goes out of bounds off of Yakutat. So Metlakatla will keep it. Inbounding the ball now. They get it to number 34, Buchanan, on the left side. And this time it goes out of bounds, but it's off of Metlakatla. So Yakutat will inbound it and bring it up the floor. They're trailing 18 points to Metlakatla right now. It's 37-19, Metlakatla in the lead. Yakutat Sensmeyer has the ball. He's going to dribble at the top of the perimeter. And they're collapsing on him. Well, and he gets a steal, and Yakutat hurls it all the way down to Mowers, who just had Jensen trying to defend him, but he's able to get the layup in. That's 2 points for Mowers.
Gets his fourth two and makes it a 39-19, 20-point spread. Yep. We're at the three-minute mark. Now we're under three.
And it's Yakutat Sensmeyer on the right side. Steps inside. He elects to not take the three. Two-pointer doesn't go, though. And if Jensen, getting his own rebound twice, gets the layup to go on that second chance attempt. Or should we call it a third chance attempt? And it's now Metlakatla coming the other way. Ball goes out of bounds. And they will retain possession, though, for Metlakatla. So they'll inbound on their own side.
Quiet crowd here tonight. We've got it's a fairly good crowd as far as size. I mean, both bleachers are probably 75% full.
Yeah. And Hayward will inbound it now to number Buchanan, number 34. Buchanan over to Dundas on the left side.
Oh.
From that spot, he's just, it's one of those things you expect him to make it when he puts it up from that side. He does make this one. That's another 3 points for Dundas.
That's four in total for him, and he's got a two and a three. He's got 17 points.
Yeah. So now it is Metlakatla, 21-point lead, doubling the score of Yakutat. Here comes Yakutat. Oh, and Sensmeyer breaks that doubling, though. He gets a layup. 2 points for Sensmeyer. It's now 42-23, Yakutat. Or, sorry, Metlakatla. Metlakatla now with the ball. They pass it right to Yakutat, and Yakutat will take it back the other way here. 2 minutes left in the first half. Again, 42-23, 19-point lead for Metlakatla. Here comes Sensmeyer on the left side. Gets a screen. Continue to go left. He'll meet Duckworth, but he gets around him. Layup doesn't go, though, and it's Porter getting the rebound down in the post. That one won't go either, and now Hayward has the rebound. And they're going to try to get the fast break, but he runs into a couple defenders. He'll have to slow it down and wait for the rest of his team. And he does, but makes an errant pass to Dundas. That ball gets lost. Yakutat now coming up, and it's Sensmeyer to Porter. Back to Sensmeyer. He gets a floater. That one will go. 2 points for Sensmeyer.
Total of seven for him. He had 17 last night.
Yep. 42-25, 120 left in the game, left in the half, rather. And it's out of bounds as Dundas gets the ball slapped out of his hands. But it's going to be on, off of Yakutat, so Metlakatla keeps the ball. 42-25, 17-point lead for Metlakatla. Inbounds to Buchanan, into Duckworth in the low post. Yeah, Buchanan and Duckworth out there at the same time. And Duckworth goes back out to Chris Mowers. Mowers over to Gogert. And Goger's like, go on, man. Go ahead and drive. He's trying to give the head signal to Mowers to go.
Duckworth.
And then Duckworth ends up on the floor with number 40 sitting on him. Didn't see how that happened. Interlink was sitting on Duckworth. But in any case, Metlakatla's going to inbound the ball here, I think. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
105 left in the half. 42-25, Metlakatla with a 17-point lead. As we await Metlakatla inbounding the ball under their own basket. Here we go. And it's to Buchanan on that left side, kind of that same spot where Dundas has been hitting those threes. He can't get the same amount of luck as Dundas has been, though. It's a miss, and it's Yakutat with the ball bringing it back up. 55 seconds left in the half. Yakutat over to number 40, inside to Jensen. He's on the left side. He's got a double team on him, but he's able to kind of get under Buchanan and around him, and he gets the two-pointer, the layup. That was Jensen. I'm running out of space, Mark.
I was just going to say exactly the same thing.
And Yakutat trying to get the ball into the post. There was a whistle.
You wonder what Joe's signaling. He's still moving somebody around.
Yeah, he's trying to signal somebody, like, get over here.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a free throw shooting. So it's going to be
off a Porter pick
his
there.
First.
Yeah. And number 23, Chris Mowers at the line. He's got 8 points, but this will be his first free throw attempt. 4-2 points.
Actually, he's 0 for 2.
Oh, is he? Okay.
Up to now, yep. There we go. Now he's 1 for 3. seconds left in the first half of play here.
Yep. Chris Mowers getting ready to take his second shot. Puts it up, and that'll go.
50%.
Yep, now that'll make him 2 for 4. Sensmeyer brings the ball back up for Yakutat. And Jensen now trying to do some work, get around on the right side of the perimeter. He loses the ball, but it's recovered, and now it's off of Porter's hands. And Gogert getting a little bit overzealous with his hands, trying to get in and get the steal. He's going to get a foul there. His first of the game. and send Porter to the line. Porter, I have with no free throw attempts so far.
Yep, you're right. He's got three twos.
Yep. First shot's up, off the front of the rim. And it's 44-27. Metlakatla still has a 17-point lead, 24 seconds left in this half as the second shot goes. And Porter looked like he was trying to miss that as he kind of ran around to go get his rebound, but he wasn't able to get the rebound. And, but Duckworth, as he's trying to, the ball's bouncing out of bounds. Duckworth trying to make the play to retain possession. He stepped out of bounds, so Yakutat will get the ball back. Jensen getting ready to inbound it here for Yakutat under their basket. 19.7 seconds left on the clock. And he'll toss it over to Porter, who's rolling around the left side, meets a couple defenders, though, and still puts up the shot, and it'll go.
He got in between Buchanan and Goldberg, and he got it.
In the meantime, they throw the ball all the way across the floor, Metlakatla to Willie Hayward, who gets the layup and gets fouled, so he's going to go to the line for an and-one opportunity. Foul is going to be on Jerry Riddington, his first of the game. Nope, I spoke too soon. There was a number three on the board. That was Gogert still. Foul, then, is going to be on Sensmeyer. That's his third of the game. Willie Hayward here getting ready to take his first free throw shot. It's up. It goes. Willie Hayward converting the and-one opportunity. Here comes Yakutat the other way. Jensen's got a little bit of space on the right side, so he drives in. He gets the layup. 2 points for Jensen.
And there's your buzzer. That ends our half. 47-31, Metlakatla up over Yakutat here in this C-bracket competition. And we're going to take a two-minute break. We'll wrap up our individual stats and come back with more gold medal. You're listening over KINY, AM, and FM here in the capital city. And we have a time of 7 minutes after the 8 o'clock hour Alaska time. KINY is 800 on the AM dial, 103.5 on the FM. And we'll be back with more gold medal from the Juno Douglas High School gym in the capital city in 2 minutes.
Affordable Auto Repair welcomes all teams from neighboring communities for gold medal, wishing you all good luck in the games, especially the cake teams. If you need work done on your vehicle, bring it in to Affordable Auto Repair. They have the lowest rates in town and over 90 years combined experience. If you bring in an estimate, they'll match it or beat it. Guaranteed. You can't afford to go anywhere else. For all your vehicle maintenance, choose Affordable Auto Repair. 790-9332. That's 790-9332.
For all you gold medalists, the Sea Alaska Heritage Store welcomes all teams and fans to gold medal. Come check out the store's wide selection of one-of-a-kind Alaskan native art, gifts, and jewelry, including a new exclusive selection of Jared Gullinan's silver bracelets. Special gold medal sales on selected merchandise will be offered all week long. Purchases at the Sea Alaska Heritage Store help support ongoing Alaska Native art, language, and cultural programs. Located in the Walter Sobeloff Building on the corner of Seward and Front Street downtown. By now, you've probably heard that Little Tokyo downtown on Seward Street is serving all-you-can-eat sushi. They have the freshest all-you-can-eat rolls starting at $24.95 per person. If you want to add on all-you-can-eat appetizers, rolls, and sushi, it's only $29.95, and kids under 5 eat free. Kids 6 to 11 are 50% off. Dine in only, so bring your appetite. Little Tokyo has a full menu available, and they offer delivery to downtown, Lemon Creek, and Douglas. Call in your order at 523-0344. That's 523-0344. No. How about throttle up, open her up, and cruise through the waters? Whether you're fishing, whale watching, or headed to the cabin, Carl's Auto and Marine will get you where you need to go. They carry Honda and Suzuki outboards with no games and no gimmicks. You'll always get a great warranty, and the pricing will always be straightforward. Carl's Auto and Marine Repair and Honda and Suzuki authorized dealer. 789-3883.
It's the 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. Now to Juno Douglas High School Gym for more gold medal basketball on KINY.
Well, in the second day of gold medal, it is in the winner's bracket, and Metlakatla leads Yakutat here in the first half of play in C competition. It's 47-31, a big 16-point lead. And for Yakutat, Jerry Riddington held no points in the ball game. Alpha Porter picked up 8. He was 0-for-2 at the line. Jonas Jensen has not been in yet. Martin Sensmeyer, who had 17 last night, ends up with 7 here in the first half. He's shooting 1-for-3. Ralph Wolf contributed 2 in the first half. And Jimmy Jensen, the high point man for Yakutat, with 14 points. And Yakutat shot 3 out of 12 at the in the first half from the free throw line. That's only 25%, Ryan. Not such a good deal.
Yeah, you want to do better than that, and that could have something to do with why they're trailing 16 points right now at the half.
Now we go to Duckworth for Matt Lacatla with 2. We've got Anthony Gogert with a pair of 2s for 4. Dave Johnson was in, no score. Chevy Cook in for a little bit, no score for him. And the high point man of the ball game is Archie Dundas. He has 15 for Matt Lacatla. He hit his only free throw, and he had 3 threes and 2 twos. 14 points go to Willie Hayward, and Willie was also 1 for 1. And then Chris Mowers added 10 points for Matt Lacatla and hit hit 2 out of 4 at the line. Mick Buchanan picked up 2. And that's it. Our halftime score, 47-31. Matt Lacatla pretty much owning the first half. We'll see what happens when we come back in 3 minutes to continue this ballgame as you listen to Gold Medal over KINY.
The Bartlett Oncology Center is committed to effective and convenient care of patients being treated for cancer and cancer-related conditions. Located in the Southeast Cancer Center building, the Bartlett Oncology Center is a local liaison between primary care providers and Bartlett Regional Hospital. For questions, contact the center directly at 796-8720.
Sure as the yearly return of the Canada Goose, the changing seasons signal the beginning of the spring tire sale at Les Schwab Tires. It's a time of rebirth, excitement, and a heck of a great deal on select tires for just about anything you'd be driving this spring. So if you think you might need new tires, stop on in. We'll come running. And if that seems overly excited, well, that's just who we are, spring or not. Les Schwab Tires. Doing the right thing matters.
Get the good stuff!
To me, March means spring, and it makes me want to get outside and play in the mud. However, no matter how much I like that mud, when I'm driving behind a vehicle with no mud flaps, I wish I could put my car in a protective bubble. Not having mud flaps on your vehicle is a safety issue as well as a cosmetic one. Stop by Napa Auto Parts and see what we can do for you. From mud flaps to windshield wipers, Napa takes care of your vehicle, bumper to bumper.
Get the good stuff!
Don't play it cool. We're a friend that you can count on to help you make things right. Don't play it cool. Call Ike Steel. Bringing warmth and comfort to those long Alaska nights. Don't play it cool.
Hello, it's Toyota's One for Everyone sales event. This is Jan. How can I help?
I'm looking for a great deal on a new Toyota.
Okay. Why are we whispering?
Sorry. I'm in one of those open floor plan offices and everybody can hear me.
Oh, well now through April 3rd, you can get low APR financing or great lease offers on RAV4, Prius, Corolla, Tundra.
Tundra?
Shh.
Uh-oh. The boss is coming over.
Oh.
He wants to know if he can get a great deal on a Toyota?
Yep. There's deals for everyone in the office.
Hey, Jan says there's one for everyone, you guys.
Toyota's One for Everyone sales event is on now with great deals on your favorite models. But this event ends April 3rd. Come in and get yours today. Toyota. Let's go places. Not all customers will qualify. See your participating dealer for details.
Take advantage of great limited time savings. Visit Mendenhall Toyota in Juneau today. Toyota, let's go places.
All right, second half freshly underway here. Yakutat versus Matt Lacatla. Yakutat with the ball at Sensmeyer, dishing it out to Jensen, who drives to the left, gets it over to number 3, Riddington. Riddington back to Sensmeyer, back to Jensen in the post, back to Riddington, and now off the 33 to Sensmeyer again. And he's going to hold it for a second on the left side. Had enough passing, I think, for a couple seconds. But it does go back into Jensen. He drives and kicks it into Jensen in the post. Jensen got a nice look, and he gets the 2 points to go. That's the first 2 points of the half. Matt Lacatla now on the other side of the floor, and it was number 23. That was Chris Mowers trying to pass off to number 13, Chevy Cook. Ball goes out of bounds. It's Yakutat's ball. Yakutat up 47-33. As the second half has just begun, and you've got Riddington taking the ball across and passing it to Porter on the right side. Porter waiting for his men to move around. He's right at the top of the arc, and he kind of stutter steps and gets all the way inside somehow with just kind of faking his guy out. Layup doesn't go, though, but Sensmeyer has the rebound. And he's going to dribble over to the right side. Pass off to number three, Riddington on the right. Off back to Sensmeyer, back to Jensen in the post. And he's going to lose the ball out of bounds, but it's knocked out by Metlakatla. So they should retain possession. Actually, looks
I
like he might
Willie
have
Hayward
out.
Might get... Nope, it's not Willie.
Yeah, that was Chevy Cook.
Yep.
Picking up the foul. His first of the game, and they'll inbound Yakutat, Will. And they go right to Sensmeyer on the right side of, right side of the arc. He gets a three-pointer to go. 3 points for Sensmeyer there.
That's his first three. Gives him 10 total.
Yep, and suddenly it's a 11-point game, Yakutat, or Metlakatla in the lead.
You remember the three he hit last night?
I do, yes.
That was a buzzer beater. He hit a three at the end. They were all tied up 59, and they won the game 62-59 to put him into this game.
Yep. And Hayward misses a shot on the other end of the floor, so now Yakutat brings it back up. It's Jensen in the post. He gets around Buchanan, puts up a free throw that doesn't go, but, yep, he got fouled. They say 1-3 again. Yeah, Chevy Cook picking up his second foul just like that. Papa Porto will go to, I think, go to the line. No, never mind. Who's going to the line?
Somebody is. And we got guys all over the court here. I'm not sure.
Nobody's at the line. That's all I know.
I think it's actually going to be Jensen.
Yeah, it looks like it might be.
Jensen. Oh,
right.
You know, they
got
moisture on the floor. Yeah. That's what happens. So they're going to get a towel out of the back room.
Okay.
Lord, he might have got bumped in the face.
Yeah, he's kind of dabbing his nose with that towel, looking for blood. Jensen is.
You know, they get those great, big, like, extra-large bath towels to bring them out for that little bitty-bitty nose.
I guess whatever you have available. And I am seeing a little bit of spots of blood on that towel, but nothing too gushy. I don't think it'll keep them out of the game.
So, a break in the action. We've got Masters coming your way. That'll be a 9 o'clock game. That's our second Masters game. I can recap the games that happened today earlier. Let's see at... 12:30 today in C-bracket competition. It was Kluckwan going against Philcom. Kluckwan won that one 75-69. And then we came back in the 2 o'clock game. That was the first Masters game of this tournament. And that was Huna going against Cake. Huna won that 80-66. And then we came back to the 3:30 game. And that was Huna and Cake again in B-bracket. And Huna won that one 61-57. And our first game tonight saw Rangel going against Haynes. Haynes won that one easily over Rangel.
And Jensen sorts out his nosebleed issues, gets to the line, takes his first shot, it misses, and here comes the second shot. It's up. It's also off the back of the rim.
He's 2 for 9, not having a good night at the free throw line.
Yeah, no. And here comes Hayward now bringing the ball across for Metlakatla. He's going to take a three-pointer from the right side of the arc. It goes in. 3 points for Willie Hayward. That's going to be his first bucket of the half.
Total
is that Metlakatla's first bucket of the half?
Actually, it is, yes.
Yeah. So it's now 50-36 as Sensmeyer's driving on the left side, gets it inside to Jensen in the post, and he's going to pass it back out as he got in a little bit of trouble. He hits number 33 on the right side, Ralph Wolf, and he makes a three-pointer, hit the bottom of the net, 3 points for Wolf. He scored a two-pointer in the first half, so he's got 5 points now. Metlakatla on the other side, and it's Cook. Mowers, down low. He gets it, misses the layup, gets his own rebound, kicks it out, and it finds number 34, Buchanan, on the right side. He gets a three-pointer in. 3 points for Buchanan. It's now 53-39, Metlakatla. Sensmeyer bringing the ball back across. 17 minutes left in this half. His team trailing 14, and he'll wing it over to Porter on the left side. He's going to dribble a bit, get his man to back up, and then kind of move back, take the three-point shot from the left side. It misses. Metlakatla's got the rebound, and Hayward's taking it back across. And he is across now. Took his time. And he's going to pass it off to Mowers now. He's going to look left, look right, drive to the left, get the layup up. It does not go. Rolls kind of off the back of the rim, but they get their own rebound, get it to Buchanan on the left side this time, and he can't make the three-pointer. So now it's Yakutat coming back up the other way. That is Riddington dancing around, but kicking it out to Wolf on the right side. And that time, Wolf does get the three-pointer to go, kind of from the corner.
That was a nice move. So Wolf gets a pair of threes, right, just like that.
And, now you've got Mowers under the basket. He was almost out of bounds, but managed to get a ball to go up, and he gets the two-pointer right under the basket. 55-42, Metlakatla in the 13-point lead. They give it to Jensen. He's going to wing it back out to Wolf with the hot hand at the top of the perimeter this time. That one doesn't go this time. And fighting around for the rebound, Metlakatla is going to come up with it, but I think they lost it.
Yep, they did lose it out of bounds. Yep. Mishandled. Mowers.
And Metlakatla going to inbound it on the left side. Here it comes. It's into Wolf. Wolf to Sensmeyer. Sensmeyer on the left is going to drive right, drive left, and then he gets the ball at a short range. Little hopper jumper doesn't go, though. Metlakatla has the rebound. Nice pass from Willie Hayward between two defenders pressing him. And Metlakatla now gets the ball all the way the other side. It's number 13. That's Chevy Cook. Got a nice pass to get a good look at the basket, but it doesn't go. But he was fouled, so he'll go to the line. And they call that foul on Jimmy Jensen for Yakutat. That's his first foul of the game. Score is 55-42. 15-42 left in the game. Metlakatla in the lead as the first free throw is up, and it's good.
So Cook's finally in the scorebook.
Yep. Yeah, first point of the game.
Yep.
Here comes shot number two. That's up. Bouncing around. Doesn't go in. And that'll make it 56-42. 14-point lead for Metlakatla. Yakutat's now bringing it up. He gets, Jensen in the
nice
post. Save. Almost out of bounds, but he saves it. Gets it back out to Sensmeyer. Sensmeyer drives in. Gives it to number three, Riddington. Riddington danced to the right and tried to hand it back to Sensmeyer, but I think they said he stepped out of bounds.
Nope, I think that three might count. Or no, you're absolutely right. Or is there a foul?
There must have been a foul.
Yep, there's a foul against Gogert. Foul second, his second one.
Yep. And they inbound the ball now. Yakutat to Sensmeyer right under the basket. He gets the layup to go.
Right in between Willie Hayward and Dundas.
Yeah. Ball gets lost away behind the basket. They'll go gather it in. It's 56-44, 12-point lead now from Metlakatla. And they're bringing the ball across. It's Gogert with the ball on the right side. He hits the perimeter, stops, waits, passes off to Cook. At the top of the perimeter, he's going to go back to Gogert. Gogert tries to inbound to Dundas, but it gets batted away by Wolf out of bounds.
He just stuck his hand up with his back to the ball, like almost like a volleyball serve.
Good to have it to be in, I guess. You obstruct those passing lanes. And here comes Metlakatla with the inbound now. They get it to Cook. Cook back to Gogert, and he's on the right side.
Willie and Sensmeyer going at it over there.
They go to Jensen and over to Hayward once he regains his footing. He's on the left side now, sizing up the floor. And he kind of dances around.
He was all alone. He found a wide open lane going down the left side.
2 points for Hayward. That's his fifth point of the half. That should make it 19 points in the game for him so far. 58-44, Metlakatla. Here comes Yakutat. And it is Sensmeyer going to put up a three-pointer from the right side. Doesn't go. Metlakatla with the rebound, but he's getting pressed now. That was Willie Hayward got pressed. Got the ball stolen away from him by Porter. Porter tried to get the layup to go.
Willie got double-teamed by Porter and Sensmeyer.
Yep.
And Porter picked up the ball, went to lay it up, and Willie nailed him from behind. So Willie's going to get the foul. Porter's going to go to the free throw line. He comes over again to the bench to grab that towel. He got nailed in the face again. So that little... Well, he's trying to get something out of his bag. I don't know if he's wearing contacts or... Seems like he is. Yep. He's got his left contact knocked off. I know how that is. And there he's having somebody look and see where it is. You know, it's funny. You don't wear contacts.
I do not. No, I'm lucky enough to not. One of the few problems I don't have.
Well, you get him... knocked out, or you get them moved, and you can't tell where they are sometimes, and that's what he's doing. It looks like he reached in his bag. Maybe he's getting another one. There might be one on the floor. I don't know whether they'll look for it or not.
But he seems satisfied. Whatever happened is he's walking back out now to take his place at the free throw line.
So Willie picks up his second foul.
Yes. And Porter getting ready to take his first free throw of the game, I think.
He's 0 for 2.
Okay. As I was saying that, I think I missed two, marking two of them.
Now
he's 0 for 3 as he misses his first free throw. Metlakatla with a 15-point lead. It's 58-43, 14:27 left in the game. Porter's second shot is up off the front of the rim. Doesn't go.
I'd blame it on that contact, and I think
He was kind of adjusting his eye as he was walking back, too. Metlakatla now with the ball inbound to Gogert, taking it across. He's hustling a little bit. And he gets just inside the perimeter to take a long two-pointer, but it goes.
It's Gogert's sixth point of the ball game. 60-43, biggest spread now, 17 points as we're at the 14-minute and 16-second mark of the second half. And Yakutat.
Jensen now with Yakutat, puts up a short two-pointer. It misses. And as they're going for the rebound, Porter was on the floor with the ball. He kind of gets assailed by Metlakatla. I think they called that a jump ball.
I think we got a timeout.
Timeout.
Yep, we're
going
to take a break in the action. It'll be a 30. There's 14 minutes left to go. It's 60-43. Metlakatla over Yakutat. We'll be back as you listen to Gold Medal Basketball on KINY.
Ward Air is Juneau's largest family-owned flying service. Our experienced pilots have been getting families, friends, and businesses safely and efficiently to their chosen destination since 1974. With wheel planes as well as float planes, your schedule is Ward Air's schedule. So call 789-9150 to book your next flight. For safety, service, and satisfaction, it's Ward Air. 789-9150.
Well, speaking of Ward Air, and that's flying around the country, and Andrew Frisky should be out at the airport right now as he's going to catch the 9 o'clock flight, I think, to head back to Sitka.
Man on the move.
He'll be back here on Thursday to help us out. Great having him around.
No doubt. You can never have too much help. Yakutat now inbounding the ball. Stensmeyer at the top of the perimeter, and he's going to dribble a little bit to the left, get it to Wolf in the left-hand corner, and he has been hot early on in this half, but now I think he's missed his last 2 3-point attempts. Metlakatla with the rebound. Here comes Hayward driving all the way coast to coast. Layup doesn't go, but he was fouled, it looks like.
Yeah, and the Gogert converts it, but it's going to be after the whistle. Yeah, James Jack used to come out and help out. He's over in Hoonah, and he couldn't make it this year. So well, I don't know if you're listening tonight or not, James, but shout out to you and everybody over in the Hoonah area.
Yep.
As Haynes, Andrew Frisky's country, down in Cake Dog Salmon Fest. I got to go there the last 2 years for the Alaska Seaplanes tour.
Yeah. Hayward's first shot, good. Hayward's second shot, also good. By the way, that was Martin Stensmeyer picking up his fourth foul of the game, so he's going to be in a little bit of foul trouble with 13 minutes, 45 left in the game. It's 62-43, 19-point lead for Metlakatla. Here comes Yakutat. Jensen jumping out of bounds in the air, but still getting his pass to go back to his teammate. And it ends up with, is that Stensmeyer? Yes, Stensmeyer driving the lane. He can't get the layup to go, though. Metlakatla with the rebound. And it's Gogert bringing it up. He's going to come across the left side and pass it into Buchanan, who gets his shot blocked under the basket, but he is able to jack up a second shot. It didn't leave his hands. And they get it back out to Hayward on the perimeter. Misses a three-pointer, and now it's Buchanan winging it over to Cook. Cook on the right side, back to Buchanan in the right corner. He'll put up that one, and that one looked good. It did go.
They make it look so easy sometimes. That's Nick's second three, and he's got a total of 8 points.
Yeah, 65-43. That's now 22. Yeah, 22-point lead as I'm checking my mental math there. Just under 13 points left in the game. Yakutat trying to stop the bleeding here. Stensmeyer with the ball. He'll put it to Porter at the left-hand side. Over to Riddington. Now to Jensen in the post. He's got two men on him. And somehow he still manages to get the ball up and get a look. I think he wanted a foul on that. Layup doesn't go, though. Missed. It's Metlakatla coming back the other way. And they find Buchanan again in the right-hand corner. He had all day to think about whether he wanted to take that shot. He does, but he misses it off the front of the rim. Now here comes Yakutat. It's Stensmeyer and Jensen on a fast break. Back and forth. It went from Stensmeyer to Jensen to Stensmeyer and back to Jensen. And the ball doesn't go, though. Metlakatla with the rebound. That was Willie Hayward there doing a good job of on the two-on-one defense.
Couple yep. substitutions. Dave Johnson coming back in. I think that is who that is. Yep. And going to sit down is going to be Mowers. And then also coming down is Chevy Cook. And who came in for him? It looks like it'll be 22 Dundas back in.
Either him or Duckworth. I can't remember which one was out there before. Anyways, it's Porter with the ball on the left side of the perimeter as his team's trailing 22, 12 minutes in the left now in the game. Back to Stensmeyer on the left side, right into Jensen. And he better get a foul there because I definitely saw a hand on that shot.
That's going to be
Buchanan.
Yep, Nick's going to pick up his third.
Count right.
Oh, they say he's got four. I missed one.
Oh, yeah. I guess I haven't been keeping count right. So now Buchanan in a little bit of foul trouble with just under 12 minutes left in this game. It's 65-43, 22-point lead for Metlakatla. Jensen's going to try to chip into that deficit, and he does make his first free throw. Being a little bit cold tonight.
That's his third of nine attempts. Actually, 10. He's shooting 33%.
Yep.
So this will be attempt number 11.
Jensen's second shot is up. It's good. That'll make it a 20-point lead for Metlakatla as they take the ball back across. Duckworth on the right side now. And he bounce passes it inside to Mowers. who's going to dance around the right baseline. He wings it out to Johnson on the left. Johnson loses his footing, but he does get the ball up to Willie Hayward, and Porter helps him up. Helps up Johnson. That's a nice bit of sportsmanship in the middle of the clock running. They get it out to Johnson in the right side corner. He's going to drive right on in around Duckworth and get the layup to go. That was a nice move.
Gets his first two.
Yeah, Dave Johnson with two there. It's now 67-45, 11:24 left in the game. Here comes Senthmeyer on the right side. And he,
nice block by Willie Hayward.
Yes. And Senthmeyer does get the ball back, though, and he gets around Hayward and gets a little bit of revenge. He's able to get the layup to go that time.
Senthmeyer now with 14 points.
Yep. Once again, a 20-point spread. 67-47, Metlakatla in the lead. Mowers dribbling around, now passes out to Dave Johnson on the right side. Dave Johnson
another
puts
three.
Up a three. Yeah, just from the right side of the arc. And that goes. All of a sudden, he's got 5 points after being scoreless until like a minute or two ago.
Yeah.
Here comes Yakutat. Senthmeyer on the right side, gets it into Jensen on the right side of the post. He's going to get the ball tipped out, looks like, by Duckworth, and they steal the ball, and it's Willie Hayward going all the way down the other side, gets the layup to go over Senthmeyer.
I think Willie knew he probably had a fair chance of getting that because he knows Senthmeyer has four fouls on him. Senthmeyer was very cautious when he followed him down. Let him have the layup.
And it's off of Porter on the right side. Bowling dudes over just to get to the rim. He does get to the rim, but the shot doesn't go. And now it's Hayward with the rebound. He's going to bring it back, look for a fast break opportunity, and he does no-look bounce pass to Dundas. That was a nice pass.
Yeah,
Dundas gets the layup.
They all thought he was going right, and he,
yep,
or left, and
I
he went
he
right.
And here comes Yakutat now. His team is trailing by 27 points. If I'm doing my math right, it's 74-47. Metlakatla in the lead. 10 minutes now left in the game. And here comes Senthmeyer driving right up the middle. He meets Duckworth, and he'll bump into him.
Yeah, he
Duckworth
got a nail.
Pick up the foul, yeah.
Number three.
Or number four, it looks like.
Well, how'd I miss that one, too?
Yeah.
Pretty easy.
They got a few guys in foul trouble out here right now. It's Martin Senthmeyer with four for Yakutat, Nick Buchanan with four, and Gabe Duckworth with four. Both of those guys from Metlakatla. Here comes Senthmeyer's first free throw attempt this trip. It's up. It's good. Nice bit of arc in that shot.
He's two for five now. Actually, two for four. Ah. Here comes his fifth.
Shot is up. It's in the air. And it doesn't go. Metlakatla with the rebound. It's Hayward taking it back up. He's charging. He's got a little bit of urgency in his step. Ooh, and he got hit from behind. Puts up the shot because he thought he was going to get a foul there. He did not, though. And it was Mowers picking up the rebound. And he gets a relatively open look at the bucket right under. Doesn't go, though, and now it's Yakutat coming back the other way. 74-48, Metlakatla, and Senthmeyer with three-point attempt on the left side. Doesn't go. And it's Dundas with the rebound. Here comes Metlakatla. 9:27 left in the half. Dundas is on the right side, in the game, rather. Dundas on the right side. He'll get up the middle, a kind of a left-handed hook shot. Doesn't go. Bounces off the backboard. And now it's Jensen taking the ball off the floor for Yakutat with just over 9 minutes left in the game. Jensen's going to make his way over to the left side. Now more over to the middle. He'll kind of flick it over to Porter, standing right at the top of the perimeter. Porter to Senthmeyer to Jensen in the post. Back out to Senthmeyer on the perimeter. And now it's number three on the left side. And Senthmeyer gets a little bit in from the baseline and mid-range jumper. 2 points. That one goes for Senthmeyer. 74-50 now, 24-point lead for Metlakatla. And it is Mowers trying to do some work, dribbling around in the post. He eventually passes it over to Duckworth. Duckworth gets the easy look, and he gets it to go. 2 points for Duckworth. That's his first 2 points of the half, I believe. 4 points total so far. And here comes Yakutat. It's Jensen putting up the three-pointer from the left side. Doesn't go, and now Duckworth is all alone as he got a lob pass from the other side of the floor. Duckworth did have Porter to contend with, but he was able to shot fake and get the shot to go. Duckworth with another 2 points now. And it's Yakutat. Senthmeyer on the right side. He's going to lob pass it over to Porter on the clear other side. Porter gets it. Number three in the left-hand corner, Riddington. Riddington, kind of his man just walked away from him. Riddington gave him a look like, really, you're going to leave me alone? Okay, I will make this three-pointer then from the left corner. And he does. Metlakatla over on the other side, though. Chris Mowers comes right back and wastes no time getting a three-pointer from the left side. And after all that, it's 81-53 now, still in Metlakatla's favor. 7:45 left on the clock. Senthmeyer drives to the left, gets the layup attempt, but it doesn't go. Metlakatla now with the ball. And here comes Willie Hayward. Almost loses the ball to Duckworth, but they are able to recover it. Duckworth to Dundas. and over to Hayward. He's kind of on the right side baseline. He's going to drive under the baseline, and he gets in. Gets a nice layup, nice move. That'll go for Hayward. He's racking up the points here this game, which is, I believe, comes to be expected if you've been watching Hayward play. And here comes now Stensmeyer up the right. Tries to do a bounce pass up the middle of the post. Nobody's there, though. Nobody sees it coming. It rolls right out, and that'll be Metlakatla's ball. Metlakatla with a 20-point lead. It's 83-53, 7 minutes left in the game. Here comes Dundas across the 50, half-court line, and he'll put up a three right from the top of the perimeter. Doesn't go. And Yakutat with the rebound now coming back. Here comes Jensen. He's on the left side. See how far he can get in. He tipped it out to number 40. And 40 to Stensmeyer on the right side. Puts up a nice three-pointer. That one goes. And it's 83-56 now. 6.5 minutes left in the game. Metlakatla in the lead. Metlakatla with the ball. Ooh, and he tries to push it up a bounce pass to Dundas. But there are some men in the post for Yakutat. They get the steal. And it's number 40 to Stensmeyer on the fast break. Stensmeyer gets another 2 points on the layup. 83-58. That's a 25-point lead from Metlakatla. Just over 6 minutes left in the game. Hayward taking the ball across. He takes a deep three, but he's been known to make those that time, though. He doesn't, but he does get the pass from Duckworth as he rebounded that. And Hayward's generous. He passes it right back to Duckworth, but Duckworth gets tied up with Jensen, and they're going to call that a jump ball.
That they are. So we're going to give away another ticket here. But not until I clear my throat so I
Fair
can
enough,
talk
yeah.
about it.
You need that. And Hayward inbounding now to Johnson right in the post. Johnson gets a layup. Dave Johnson doing a little bit of work. He's got 7 points in this half after going scoreless in the first half. Yakutat now coming up with a 27-point deficit. 5.5 minutes left. It's 85-58. Jensen in the post. He gets a layup in. And it's now 85-65 with just over 5 minutes left. Metlakatla in the lead. Metlakatla with the ball. Duckworth gets a free throw attempt from the floor, but it doesn't go. Ball rolls out of bounds, and they'll give that to Yakutat.
Well, we're at the five-minute mark. I started to say we're going to give away a ticket for the KINY and Alaska Seaplanes 2017 road show. Nice layup by Sensmeyer as Yakutat comes down on the right.
And nice layup by Hayward as they come right back down the other side.
Yeah, these guys just take turns. When they, you know, you take one for me, I'll give you one back.
Yep. And now it's Yakutat with the ball. Still down 25 points. It's 87-62. Metlakatla in the lead. And Yakutat's going to lose the ball. Metlakatla recovers it. They'll take it back across. And it is number 34, Buchanan, passed back and forth to Gogert. Buchanan ends up with the ball. He gets the layup. 2 points for Buchanan. 4:14 left in the game now, and you've got number three. That was Riddington in the right corner. He buries the three. And it's 89-65, unless that board is slow to update. 4 minutes left in the game, though. Metlakatla with a 24-point lead, and they have the ball. Dundas is going to take a three-pointer from the right side, and if they keep making them like those, I mean, they have been all game, and that's why they have now a 27-point lead. 3 points for Dundas. And that time
that
was Jensen on the right side, and again, kind of back-and-forth basketball. Jensen with a two-point layup, as opposed to a three-point layup. And there's a whistle. Metlakatla inbounding the ball now. 3.5 minutes left in the game. Metlakatla still has a 25-point lead. It's 92-67 as Buchanan will take a three-pointer. He'll miss it, and Yakutat will bring the ball back. It's Wolf handling the ball. He'll pass off to Riddington, who just made a three on the right side, and he will make a three on the left corner now. He's kind of liking those corners. Riddington with three threes in the half is what I have. 3 minutes left in the game. It's 92-70. Metlakatla. Duckworth all alone with a nice pass into the post for him. Duckworth will get 2 points right into the basket.
Under the three-minute mark now as we have a 94-70, 24-point lead by Metlakatla over Yakutat. That's going to put the Yakutat and C-bracket loser competition.
Yep. Stensmeyer drives the lane, misses the layup, gets his own rebound. Jensen ended up with it, and there was a whistle on the play.
Sensmeyer didn't quite handle it, and I think we end up with a jump ball is what we do, and the alternate possession will give it back to Yakutat.
Okay. A little bit of mishandling the ball on the inbound here as the ref and the player bobbling.
Yeah, the ref wasn't ready for him to throw it back to him.
And it looks like they're trying to wipe it off a little
bit.
Oh,
that's what they had, a little moisture on it.
Okay, inbound play to Sensmeyer. Sensmeyer tried to give it right back to Jensen. Jensen wasn't ready for it. Metlakatla will come up with the ball as Buchanan takes it across and tried the alley-oop attempt. That would have been fun if that had gone, but Hayward and Hayward not able to make that connection with Buchanan there. Now it's Wolf coming the other way for Yakutat. He will wing it out, though. He was all alone. He wings it out to Sensmeyer in the left-hand corner. That three-pointer doesn't go either, though. And now with a minute 45 left in the game, it's Metlakatla up by 24 points, 94-70 over Yakutat. Yakutat going to inbound the ball here under their own basket. Give it to Sensmeyer in the right corner. He's going to behind the back pass it to number three, Riddington, but Metlakatla was all over that. They got a hold of it. And now Willie Hayward coming up the other way. He's got a lot of time to decide if he wants to take the three. He did. It didn't go. But number three, Gogert, standing under the basket, gets the second chance attempt. 2 points for him.
Nearing the end of this one, a minute and 17. We'll do a quick recap here, and we'll take a two-minute break, and then we'll come down. I've got to run down and get the numbers because they didn't have them for the Masters game coming up previously. So I've got the lineup, but I don't have their numbers.
Gotcha.
Did we have a bucket made there?
No, that was Inderlin missing a three-pointer.
Under a minute to go, folks. This one's just about in the scorebooks. Metlakatla will take the win.
96-70, yep, Metlakatla in a large, large lead right now. And they are just kind of hold on to the ball. They're definitely taking their time. They do get the ball to Duckworth wide open.
Well, that was a gimme.
You might as well take that.
40 seconds.
Yeah.
Yakutat's resolve to this one. I'm going to start adding up totals here if we make another one off to change one. But
sure. I'll let you know. Metlakatla could get the, you know, you might want to break the 100-point mark. They got 98 right now as, once again, Greg Inderlin misses a three-point from the right side. Ball goes out of bounds, but it looks like they called it out on Yakutat. On Metlakatla, rather. So Yakutat inbounds it, and they get it to Inderlin. But this time, gets an easy layup.
Inderlin gets it.
Yep. That was his first bucket of the game, and the crowd showing him a little bit of love. Whoa. And on the other side of the floor, Nick Buchanan will break that 100-point mark as he makes a three-pointer.
Who made it? Buchanan?
That was Buchanan, yep. And that's going to end the game, as you heard the buzzer there shortly after that last shot. It's 101, the final score for Metlakatla over Yakutat, 72.
We'll take a 2.5-minute break, do our stats, come back, and I'll run down and get the Masters lineup, and we'll bring you more basketball, our third game of the night. You're listening to Ryan Houlihan and Mike Clasby bringing you gold medal basketball over KINY from the Juno Douglas High School gym, and we'll be back in a couple minutes as we're a quarter before the hour of 9 o'clock Alaska time.
Bobcat of Juneau is your rental equipment yard for Southeast Alaska. They rent out skid steers, excavators, backhoes, loaders, trailers, and much more. And Bobcat is your new Genie Lift dealer in Southeast. They're now renting out scissor lifts, telehandlers, man lifts, articulated booms, and light plants. You'll love what you can rent at Bobcat for homeowners and contractors alike. Stop in and check them out. Bobcat of Juneau. Located in Lemon Creek on Glacier Highway. Open Monday through Saturday at 8 a.m. Call 523-7920.
Juno Auto Sales and Service, the former Stanley Ford dealer, will install a free remote start with any purchase. They have an excellent selection of pre-owned four-wheel drives, all-wheel SUVs, and many others for you to choose from. See a sales rep for details. And did you know Juno Auto Sales and Service is your boss snowplow dealer for Juno? If you already have a plow, they have parts and service. If you need a plow, you can get straight blades, V-blades, sanders, and more. They even have ATV Boss plows and accessories. Find all your winter transportation needs at Juno Auto Sales and Service in the former Stanley Ford location on Mallard behind the Nugget Mall.
Hi, this is Jody Mitchell, Vice Chair of Sea Alaska Corporation. On behalf of Sea Alaska, welcome to coverage of the gold medal basketball tournament. The spirit of competition, the pride in giving it your all, these are the values we pass on to the next generation. Please join Sea Alaska in supporting gold medal. Together, we hold each other up.
A
Affordable Auto Repair welcomes all teams from neighboring communities for gold medal. Wishing you all good luck in the games, especially the teams. If you need work done on your vehicle, bring it into Affordable Auto Repair. They have the lowest rates in town and over 90 years combined experience. If you bring in an estimate, they'll match it or beat it. Guaranteed. You can't afford to go anywhere else. For all your vehicle maintenance, choose Affordable Auto Repair. 790-9332. That's 790-9332.
For all you gold medalists, the Sea Alaska Heritage Store welcomes all teams and fans to gold medal. Come check out the store's wide selection of one-of-a-kind Alaskan native art, gifts, and jewelry, including a new exclusive selection of Jared Gullinan's silver bracelets. Special gold medal sales on selected merchandise will be offered all week long. Purchases at the Sea Alaska Heritage Store help support ongoing Alaska Native art, language, and cultural programs. Located in the Walter Soboloff Building on the corner of Seward and Front Street downtown.
You're listening to AM 800 and 103.5 FM, gold medal basketball. And as we send it back to the gym, I got to say, guys, the 7:30 time slot is really doing good for Metlakatla this tournament.
There you go. All right, thanks, Rob. So we're going to have a quick look here at the recap as Ryan's going to run down and get the numbers on the roster for this next game coming up, Masters. That will wrap it up tonight when we finish that 9 o'clock game. For Yakutat, who had a tough game here, losing this one in our first 100-point game of the tournament. Metlakatla scored 101 points with that last three-point shot at the buzzer, and defeated him 101-72. Yakutat had Jerry Riddington contributing 9. These are all unofficial. I think we might have missed a couple buckets, but we're pretty close. Alpha Porter had 8. He missed 4 free-throw attempts. Jonas Jensen wasn't into play today. He did yesterday. Martin Sensmeyer is in, picked up 24 points. He had 17 yesterday. He had 2 out of 5 here in the ball game from the free throw line. He had 7 points in the first half, picked up the other 17 in the second. Ralph Wolf contributed 8 points. Jimmy Jensen had a total of 22 to be just 2 points behind Sensmeyer. Jensen went 3 for 10 at the free throw line. That was a big deal, but it never would have been enough with that almost 30-point differential. Greg Enderlin picked up 2, and Shane Brown wasn't in. I don't even know if he was suited up. Then we go look at Metlakatla, who goes into the winner's bracket. Gabe Duckworth picked up a total of 10 on 5 twos. Anthony Golgert had a 3 and a pair of 2s for 8. Dave Johnson picked up 7 all in the second half. Chevy Cook picked up 1. That was at the free throw line. Willie Hayward, the high point man for Metlakatla, had 25. He went 3 for 3 at the stripe, followed by Archie Dundas, who gave him 20. So they had 45 of the 101 points, almost half. And Dundas was 1 for 1 at the stripe. Chris Mowers picked up 12. He went 2 for 4 at the stripe. Those were way back in the first half. Actually, he was only held it only 2 points in the second half. Then we come around with Nick Buchanan, who picked up 2 in the first half and then hit 3 threes and 2 in the second, giving him a total of 13. Metlakatla hit 7 out of 10 at the line and 5 out of 19 for Yakutat, which was probably similar to the field goal shooting as well. So that's going to wrap up this game. We've got about 10 minutes before the start of the next. Mike Clasby here for your 71st annual gold medal basketball tournament. You're listening live over KINY from the Juno Douglas High School gym in the capital city. We'll be back with the Masters game here in about 10 minutes. Stay tuned, and thanks for listening.